Hello?
Yes.
Is it George on?
All right.
Thank you.
There you are.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you, George.
Yes?
George, radio 9-1.
Mr. President, Lee White has just brought me back this Puerto Rican statement.
Mm-hmm.
Should I put it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I don't think there's much in that. I think you ought to go away. In your bathroom or someplace, take the Star, read this Barron story, because it's a very vicious and mean one, and it's planted, and I rather think that we'll have to say that it's untrue, but I think if we go to getting into it, then we bring it right in here and start debating it.
Right.
And I don't know how to avoid that. But we have not met with them at any time. That's a pure planted lie. They claim we met with Morrell and Moses, both of them denied it in telegram. Then now they come along and say that members of the board of directors say that Morrell told them that. Although they didn't tell us that before. And we showed them that it was a plant. It was not true. We showed them Moses said he hadn't met with us. We showed them the other hadn't. Now they've got a presidential aide telephoning them. We didn't do that. That's all untrue. But I don't know how you can do it. They submit it to you and you tell them what to do. They didn't have the presidential aide in here. This is a new addition.
Yeah, a lot of things
We told them a lot of things that, like Kingsbury, wasn't true, that we didn't negotiate. It doesn't make any difference. We had a right to. Not anything wrong with our buying a radio station for Mr. West, but we just told him it didn't happen. We had designated a lawyer, and he's the one that negotiated and did the dare, but he... And we got a letter from them saying that. But I don't guess you can ever answer it. Now, we've got to think about the strategy, and Abe's in New York. You ought to read the story, and then you ought to try to talk to Abe and see what you think ought to be done. What is your reaction as to what ought to be done?
Well, first of all, the most damaging thing in it is that 9 million figure, because that's the sort of thing that's going to get picked up. The rest of it, I think, is too complicated for anybody to read or understand. But that 9 million is going to make a big splash. My immediate impulse is that we've got to write it out, but I want to go over it again once more. I've read it. And there's an awful lot of stuff that I could pick the pieces in it, even with my limited knowledge. But before I give you a judgment, I really want to sit down and do some thinking, because I think this can be serious. But the thing that everybody's going to leap to immediately is that 9 million. Because that sounds like a hell of a lot of money to John Doe on the street.
And I think the bad part is that I think it's unquestionably these opponents of ours for the nomination.
No doubt.
I think that there's no question but what Bobby and this group have got the Star, that they're using it, and the play they give it is it's most unusual for the Star to do anything like that at all.
Yes, and they've spent a lot of dough on this. They've obviously done an awful lot of work and research for a story that just as a news story isn't quite worth it for them. Mm-hmm. This is, they have to